This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number 3-5 tonight. This is Lock and Load. Going to kick this off by going straight to the phones. Is Craig, are you already there?
I'm ready here.
Okay, so you want to talk about the robberies in the Amish community.
Well, Letcher County has a lot of Amish in it, a lot of Mennonites. That's what we're known for. And 2 weeks ago, we had a firearm robbery in E-Town, which has three gun shops. This one here was at Kinsey's Outdoors and these other hunting stuff, too. And they were broken in on a Saturday, 3 hours after the store closed. And in that community, the police response is somewhere between 5 and 6 minutes. That's the average here for the county. And they know that they have between 3 and 4 minutes to do what they need to do and get out. So they are highly organized. And, of course, you know, when they break the glass, the alarm automatically goes off. And they're being recorded. And earlier this year in springtime, in the same town there, Trap Gun Shop was robbed. And here also, I think it was like yesterday, there was a gun shop that was robbed a year ago. Somebody tried a second attempt, but they were stopped by a second set of locked doors, and they fled because they ran out of time.
Right.
And so just watching the news media, both on TV and on newspapers, people are asking, well, how can we make these gun shops more secure? Because it seems like in our county, people are robbing gun shops to go and get their guns and put it on the black market. So the question is, you know, how do we handle this situation? Do we make new state laws and cause the gun shops to go and secure their guns more properly? And also in one article, there is one gun shop that spent $55,000 on a new gun safe, and every night they go and put all their firearms in this safe for safekeeping. It's an inconvenience, but, you know, everything is safe.
Right,
and they don't have to worry about any robberies.
Well, I mean, is what's going on up there? Is this like a new thing? Is this just I'm fading?
Your voice got very distorted for a second. You're back.
I'm not quite sure exactly what's going on, but I know that the drug trade goes from Washington D.C. and goes to our county and goes up into Redding into New York City. I'm not quite sure if there is a connection with that or not.
Well, what I was asking was, do you have a lot of gun theft in that area normally? What did this have to do with the Amish? Is it just that's where it's happening?
Well, that's where it's happening. Our county is known for the Amish and the Mennonites being here, the Plain people. So to better have people understand where I live, you know, I live
right,
in that.
Right. Okay.
In the Amish area.
So do they not have video surveillance of these thefts as they're occurring, or what do they lead on it?
Yeah, they have, I think every place is videoed. So, but the criminals come in, you know, they're all have clothes on, you know, they cover their face and everything, so you can't, it's hard to identify them.
Right.
So, you know, they know they have a 4-minute window to get in and get out, so everything is highly organized.
Hmm.
And every, you know, all the guns are there in a glass cabinet there in front of you and back of you. And all they have to do is just get a hammer and start smashing glass and just put them
throwing them into a duffel bag, yeah.
Yeah, and just run right out.
Yep. So, everybody on edge over that? I mean, how many gun shops have been hit up there?
3 that I know of. 3 this year. Now, the last one was unsuccessful because the gun shop, was hit once before, but they upped their game a little bit. So, that robbery was, prevented.
And now we've been having gun robberies here in South Carolina as well, and I think what we're going to find is that a lot of these guns are going to end up in cities like Chicago and New York, where there's a nice black market for them. And that sort of tells me that the black market may be getting a little thin right now for some reason, if they're having to go out there and rob these stores, because most of the time they can build their stock up by, you know, kicking in a couple of windows. If you're in law enforcement in San Francisco, they give up guns all the time by having their cars broken into. So I have been seeing that. I mean, the gun robberies around here right now are pretty big. How many guns are they getting up there in Pennsylvania?
Well, in any town, they lost 72 guns. Both times, long guns and short and handguns. And there were 3 people involved. The robbery that happened early in the year at trial, they caught those. There's 3 or 4 people involved in that, and they caught all those. They happened to get a good lead on that. So those people are spending some time in federal prison right now.
Yeah. Yeah, they should, because that's very bad business to be involved in, because you only steal guns for one reason. No, nobody's stealing guns saying, this will look really good on my wall. They're stealing guns to give out to, you know, that's going to get sold somewhere down the road, and it's going to be used in some crime. Did they recover any of the guns when they caught these guys?
Some they do. They do, and some they don't. It depends if how much they can sell. And by the time they steal them and try to sell them.
Do they take the serial numbers off of them?
I don't know about that. I'm not privy to that information, but the ATF is notified, and all the serial numbers, you know, go out on the emails to the different departments, so they know what to look for and what kind of stolen. So.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine you would see, now you're in Amish country, so you're not in Philadelphia, so I wouldn't imagine you'll see those guns used against you guys up there, because I'm sure if you're not, are the Amish armed?
Some are.
Yeah, well,
some are not.
You know.
It depends if you're older Amish or you're new order Amish.
Okay.
Because of Mennonites too, there's old order and new order, so it just all depends on what your particular church believes.
Yeah, well, I don't think you guys will see them there, because in Pennsylvania, I know, except for Philadelphia, which even in Philadelphia you have guns, but Pennsylvania is a pretty big gun state, so they're probably headed to some of the inner cities, which is just as bad. But that's good for you guys in the locale. Thank you for calling back. I do appreciate that. I'm about to run out of time, but let me know how that goes along if they catch the rest of these guys, would you?
Yeah, I'll let you go. It's hunting season right now, so you gotta. That's your permit. Come down and hunt.
There you go. I've got a rifle coming just for that, so we will talk another time. Thank you for the call, sir.
Okay, thank you.
All right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. I'm going to give you a quote, and I want you to try to think of who this might be saying this, but this is a direct quote. I am telling you, if there's a God, when I get to heaven, I'm not stopping to be interviewed. I am heading straight in. I've earned my place in heaven. It is not even close. Who do you think said that? That would be Michael Bloomberg, circa April 15th, 2014. Nothing epitomizes the outrageous, absolute arrogance of billionaire Michael Bloomberg in that quote. Like so many dedicated leftists, this former NYC mayor is so firmly convinced that every political stance he takes is sacred. And since he's doing God's work, if there is a God, he qualifies, he feels entitled to order the world as he sees fit, either by outright proclamations or the spending of millions to advance his leftist agenda. Perhaps the most telling example of his sense of self-importance is the least known. In 1993 and again in 1996, because New York politicians refused to accept the results the first time, New York City residents voted to impose term limits on the city's elected officials. Nonetheless, the same Michael Bloomberg, who initially insisted any attempt to subvert the people's will would be disgusting, convinced the city council to extend the two-term limit so he could run for a third term. Despite a Quinnipiac University poll revealing 89% of the electorate thought the voters, not the council, should decide the issue. His rationale for subverting democracy? After the 2008 financial meltdown, city residents needed his financial expertise to guide them. Those of us who work on both sides of City Hall must now move forward with the important decisions that face us, particularly finding ways to soften the fallout from the economic downturn and balancing our budget as revenues decline. Now, unfortunately for New Yorkers, Bloomberg's guidance extended way beyond the financial realm, devolving into a series of nanny state diktats that again revealed his contempt for the unwashed masses. The list of things he banned, including smoking, large-sized sodas, trans fats, cars in Times Square, loud headphones, single-item styrofoam packaging, and greenhouse gas emissions. And the things that he mandated, including composting, sodium intake levels, and the chain restaurant calorie counts, etc., reveal the dictatorial impulses of a man firmly convinced that he, and he alone, knows what's best for all of us. And what he believes is best for all of us is boilerplate social justice-oriented progressivism backed by millions of dollars in spending. So it is unsurprising that one of his passions is gun control. And in 2014, he promised he would spend $50 million building a coalition to take on the left's favorite bogeyman, the NRA. Did you notice that the NRA is now in the Russian collusion thing, too? That's hilarious. Oh, man. The money that he spent was used to create Every Town for Gun Safety, to take on the organization that protects the Second Amendment. He told the New York Times, "We're going to make them afraid of us." And since then, he has upped his expenditures, reaching a total of $71,176,294 during three election cycles, including donations to PR firm SKD Knickerbocker, whose agenda is to make gun control seem more attractive to voters. Following the shooting in Las Vegas, he promised to match every donation made to Every Town. His success has been limited, however. Washington Monthly columnist Isabel Ross, upset by that reality, nonetheless explains why, noting that Every Town et al. Are fighting battles for specific policy changes while the NRA has leveraged gun rights into a pugilistic fight for cultural dominance propped up by the twin pillars of protection and freedom. They're making an issue out of self-defense and freedom, self-protection, while ignoring the reality that all gun control laws would only apply to law-abiding citizens. And that's the problem with gun control right there. It only applies to law-abiding citizens who you don't need to control. You don't need to control them because they're not the problem. They're not the issue. I know that's hard for you to stomach. I get it. Yeah, I see that. Kate Steinle murderer has been found not guilty. And I did not see this. How do these compare to Daniel Defense? Pros and cons? I think DTWS is a step above Daniel Defense. Desert, I don't know about the $299, $399. My new chat room does not populate fast enough. Anyway. Do you still want a link to DTWS Arms or Desert Eagle? I'll give you one. Like every self-appointed crusader, Bloomberg is equally dedicated to combating global warming. After Hurricane Sandy flooded Manhattan and the Jersey coast, finance magazine Bloomberg Businessweek, owned by Bloomberg, co-opted James Carville's riff about the economy, it's global warming, stupid. The cover of the magazine stated, thus it's no surprise he considers Trump's withdrawal from the Paris Accord to be embarrassing. But it's not a surprise either. He has nothing but contempt for coal mining. There's nothing that's going to save coal miners' jobs, he said during an interview with Anderson Cooper last June. And to put it in context, many people work at Arby's. More people work at Arby's than work in the coal business. Why would you go after anybody's job? That's the thing that I don't understand why you would articulate that. I don't understand why that would be a point of contention. Bloomberg has been dedicated to eliminating coal mining jobs, donating $164 million to that effort since 2010, and not just in the U.S. He donated $64 million to Sierra Club's Beyond Coal Initiative in October 2017. He pledged an additional $50 million in November 9th for worldwide elimination of coal mining. And staying true to his profound sense of megalomania, he insisted there's nothing Washington can do to stop him and he and his equally dedicated activists. Well, that may be true. So, and they said this yesterday, the Center for Climate and Energy Solutions and the Climate Registry announced that they would sponsor the Climate Leadership Conference the EPA discontinued sponsoring this year. Yet his activism does infuriate many of those same activists. A movie entitled From the Ashes, funded by the billionaires, politically correct in terms of coal, but its support for fracking, which is framed as bridge fuel to a sustainable future, was deemed a vanity piece for elitists in New York City or San Francisco who think they know what's best for us hillbillies, stated Appalachian activist Maria Gunow. And maybe it hasn't occurred to Ms. Gunow that anyone who disagrees with Bloomberg is a hillbilly, which is a synonym for deplorable. It is contempt epitomized by his disdain for everything that conflicts with his globalist agenda. And he's quite comfortable denigrating Great Britain's attempt to free themselves from the EU, insisting British voters tried to ruin the UK, before revealing his contempt for the American electorate's attempt to also topple the globalist status quo, you know. You know, in 2016, he endorsed Hillary. And despite that inevitability of Hillary, she's still a lost. Maybe heaven isn't so inevitable, Your Honor. His Honor, whatever, Your Honor. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on the firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. We're going to look inside the mind of gun grabbers right now. This is coming from a website called Above the Law. And, let's look at what they have to say about things. They're talking about the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals when they made the decision they made in the Colby case with the Maryland assault weapon ban kind of thing. And according to him, the Fourth Circuit explicitly used Heller's reasoning that weapons that are made most useful in military service were not protected by the Second Amendment, which, by the way, does not describe the AR-15. Believe it or not. He says, who is this pilgrim? What is this? Eli Mistel. Okay. Says the decision didn't get nearly enough attention at the time because Donald Trump just won. Neil Gorsuch was headed to assume his stolen seat in the Supreme Court. The prospects for meaningful gun regulation felt low when 60 million people voted for a misogynist bigot who jokes about shooting people on Fifth Avenue. But then yesterday the Supreme Court declined to review the case, which is not new. This is not a new thing. What flashlight do I carry? I carry a Surefire. I think it's about a 200 lumens flashlight. I don't carry a really bright flashlight because I also have a little Streamlight pen light that I carry more than I carry the big one just because it's so small. And I'm thinking about starting to run a flashlight on some of the Mac CP9s. Because I think that would work well with these with this platform, but I right now I'm running Surefire. So, coming from this guy, what he's basically saying is because this is the part that is always so telling. I have a cousin. All right, he's actually a second cousin. His cousin, his father was my cousin. My cousin is gay. My second cousin is gay. And I don't have a dog in that fight. So, Naturally, for some reason, he's turned out to be a liberal, a leftist, if you will. When they suddenly found that marriage could be between, that there was such a thing as gay marriage, he went way out there. He was ranting and raving on social media. So, what we have here is that equivalency here. This guy is ranting and raving that Colby versus Hogan, the Fourth Circuit's holding is that semi-automatic rifles are not constitutionally protected arms, and in doing so declared the Second Amendment guarantees only second-class right. Here's the problem. They banned weapons by name, not semi-automatic rifles. That's item number one. Item number two, the next sentence is pretty good. Somebody gets Senator Chris Murphy on the phone. This is big news. What he's saying is that there are no rights, that there's only courts. The court has obviously decided that the Second Amendment is not a real thing anymore. They've already obviously decided that Scalia said that weapons of war, weapons best suited to the military, which are already registered, they're already basically banned from me and you. We can't buy a new one, and the ones we might would buy are have to have been made prior to some date, I think in May of 1986. So that's already handled. What's left are civilian variants. And none of the civilian variants, with the exception of handguns, and even the handgun that has been adapted by the U.S. Army, for example, the M17, which is basically the Sig Sauer P320, has been adapted and converted to have a frame-mounted safety as well. This guy thinks that it's time to do a little regulating. The only problem with this is that this guy, he's the executive editor of Above the Law and the legal editor for More Perfect. He can be reached at Eli, E-L-I-E-N-Y-C on Twitter, or at Eli, E-L-I-E, at AboveTheLaw.com. He will resist, is what he says. You have no idea what you're talking about, do you? First of all, you've probably never seen one. You only know what you've heard. This is what he says about him. The Fourth Circuit says that even under Heller, you can regulate weapons of war. Let's do that. If the courts won't stand in the way, all you have to do is overcome freaking crazy people who think you need an assault rifle to shoot ducks and intimidate counter-protesters at their Nazi rallies. Does this sound like it sort of sounds like the maniacal rantings of an idiot to me. I never put my AR together and think about shooting ducks. But that's what he wants to do. He wants to get to regulating. So by all means, get to regulating. But, you know, this is what's going to happen. The states that are not free, although they may be forced into national reciprocity. I could be very wrong about the national reciprocity thing. But the states that are not forced in, the states, if they are forced into that, one, they're going to rebel to a great deal. They're going to fight it tooth and nail. It's going to go on for years and years and years and years. Some states will take it and just accept it. Some states that have shall issue but don't recognize other permits will probably just go ahead and recognize other permits. There will be a lot of people comparing things. There will be a lot of attorney generals that get together and say, maybe we should have one set of criteria which all the states follow, which is fine if the states decide to do that. I don't want the feds to decide to do that. But if the states decide to put that forth and everything and get it to a minimum, I guess that's all right. If they get out there and start mandating things like training, well, that's a different story. Training is a whole different thing. That's the founders never said anything about having to train to keep and bear arms. So that's not something I'm looking for. I think training is good. I encourage training. It's not a requirement to be able to walk around and self-defense, you know, have self-defense. So having said all this, (laughs) this guy just, he seems to think that you can simply regulate something away. And there is a way to get rid of the Second Amendment, and it would be called the 28th Amendment. And herein lies the rub. For people like me, people like this guy, Eli Mistel, you're a drama queen. That's one thing you are. Another thing you are is you don't know what you're talking about. Another thing you are is you have no idea the logistics you're talking about. The other part of it is you have made a very, very grave mistake if you think that the people that own these types of guns are freaking crazy people who think you need an assault rifle to shoot ducks and intimidate counter-protesters at their Nazi rallies. That's a big, big overstep on your part. That's so far beyond what is real that you're putting yourself in danger of being a joke, you know, really. A cliche, if you will. So, anyway. I look at people like that and I just say, that, you know, I have opinions of people that come from that region that are both pro-gun and anti-gun. And, you know, we'll talk about that another day. We'll talk about that another time, shall we? I think so. When we get back, what is the solution to all of this sexual assault going on in Congress? And that's going to happen when we get back. Cue the bump music. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Last time on the firing line, live tonight, this is Lock and Load. And I bring to you tidings of things to come in Congress. You see, do you know who Adam Schiff is? Adam Schiff, I don't like to be this way, but every time I see him talking, he's such a condescending little dweeb that I want to see if I could stick my fist in his face up to my shoulder. I'm not proud of that, but it does please me on a, sort of a rudimentary level. He sent this out, I think, via Twitter. House just passed a bill I co-sponsored requiring members of Congress and staff to complete training on sexual harassment, workplace rights, and responsibilities. This is an important first step. Congress must do more to prevent sexual harassment and protect victim rights. Listen, Adam, let me ask you a question. Shouldn't every grown man who is elected into legislative service have the manners and the social graces and already know the rules regarding how men treat women in the workplace? And I know women can be predatory to a degree. Shouldn't they have the same sort of, shouldn't Diane Fine Frankenstein, shouldn't she, yeah, that sounds good. I like it. Pencil neck. Shouldn't Diane Fine Frankenstein also not be a predatory as well? Shouldn't you already know that? Aren't you like grown people? These are men and women who, for the most part, are extraordinarily privileged. Most have been educated at the best universities, and most, though not all, have never, ever, ever, ever been poor. They have no excuse for being the harassing, abusive pigs so many of them turn out to be. Who's to blame for this disgusting behavior? Their mothers, their fathers, their grade school teachers, or college professors? Well, these people are. These people themselves are. Male, female, whatever it is. If they do not know better by the time they run for office and win, then they don't belong in Congress. You don't need to be trained, Adam, that so many of Congress break the most basic rules of human interaction is a sad commentary on the character of the people that we are electing to represent us. And it's also... This tells you, when they're out there talking about controlling us, you should ask them to learn how to control themselves. You really should. Has it just now occurred to people like Adam Schiff that these people need to be trained as puppies need to be trained not to pee on the floor? I mean, these are people that seem to think that winning a prestigious place in an august deliberative body means they no longer need to obey the rules of propriety. So how do you train that out of them? Like a puppy, for example. How would you do that? It would be better that Representative Schiff sponsored a bill that provides to the public the names of all of these offenders whose victims have been paid off with taxpayer dollars. That is the first thing I want to know. I want to know who the bad guys were. I want to know who got the money. I want to know what they did to those people to have to pay them. I want to know who signs off on the appropriation for this. Where is the slush fund coming from? What is it called? You know, when you get out there and you have transparency in government, and then you find out, well, they've got a slush fund to pay off everybody to keep them from talking when they drop their pants. Hey, that's not transparency. Al Franken was a sleazy guy well before he ran for the Senate. Conyers has been there for 52 years. That means I was four when he went to Congress. And it seems that everyone in D.C., like Harvey Weinstein, knows of his proclivities. Raul Grijalva is offended that his $50,000 payoff was revealed by the Washington Times. He wants an apology. And then there's Jim Clyburn. Well, we'll get to Jim Clyburn in a minute. Grijalva apparently thinks lawmakers should not be held to the same standards as regular citizens, and that is well and truly a disgusting state of affairs among our representatives of the House and Senate. Ted Kennedy and Bill Clinton were both sexual predators. They were not good time Charlies. They were not playas. You know, they were predators. But they both got away with their crimes against women and maintained their status as icons because leftist men and women revered their political opinion. They were bad examples of men in every measure, but the freedom to continue their bad acts was perceived as a ticket to ride by too many other elected officials who took their own victories to be the power to abuse women in their positions in Congress. Now we know only too well that the same predilections and abuses of power are rampant in the news industry and, of course, the film and television business. And the thing that's bugging me the most about this is that I think some people are getting swept into this that maybe don't belong there. I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know. But I think there's some people that, and what does this mean now? I mean, like, I'm glad I don't have to worry about dating. How do you date somebody? How do you ask somebody out? Hello, how are you doing? It's very nice to meet you. My name is so-and-so. Would you care to have a cup of coffee? Why are you giving me a subpoena? Why is that happening? The campus snowflakes and their anti-male professors who preach about the dangers of toxic masculinity have done horrific damage to two generations of American students, and they are happy to tolerate rapacious behavior in men with the correct politics, and they've turned many of these young men into those same generations, of those same generations, into pajama boys of Obama's vision for what men should be: weak, submissive, and above all, not in any way masculine. Obama should know he is the ultimate pajama boy. No wonder so many young women are confused about what they should expect from men and what the limits are as to what they should put up with. If you're a parent and you have, you know, you got a child that is a son, or, you know, for that matter, if you have a child that is a female, teach them to respect one another. That's your job. That's your job, not the teachers. That's your job. Respect each other, adore each other, protect each other. Teach that to your sons. Teach your daughters that good men may be hard to find, but a girl will know when she meets him. He will be respectful, adoring, and protective. He will never be violent, abusive, or cruel. He will have retained the manners and values that his parents taught him if he was lucky to have that kind of parent. Or he will have learned them from some other role model. And most American parents do still teach these values. To survive the sustained attacks on masculinity that are du jour now on any university campus will be a thorough test of a young man's strength of character. If, as Adam Schiff believes, people elected to Congress need to be trained in how to treat a woman, every one of you that needs to be trained, you guys got to go. It is already too late for you. You are predatory. As a matter of fact, I can think of a lot of things that need to happen to you that are probably going to be found to be violent. So right now, these payouts they've been making, there's been about 200. They amount to more than $17 million. Marsha Blackburn is seeking to release the names of the lawmakers who used the hush fund. She's a co-sponsor of the Congressional Accountability and Hush Fund Elimination Act, which would require full disclosure of the settlements within 30 days. I want to see that happen. So bad. She says, like most of my colleagues, I was completely disgusted to find out about this. When claims are presented, she explained, the names are anonymous. Let's bring the sunshine in. Let's bring some transparency and accountability. These have been personal bailouts. Let's end this. It is a bipartisan effort. Representative Tulsi Gabbard is one of the Democrats on board. She said, enough is enough. For far too long, sexual predators have roamed freely through the halls of Congress, the People's House, while survivors of sexual harassment and assault have essentially been isolated, bullied, and shamed into silence. In addition to unmasking the lawmakers who use the hush fund, they will mandate that taxpayers get their money back with interest. Now that it's out there, let's see where this goes, because this is going to be fun. It's going to be called Watch the Left Consume Themselves from the Inside Out. Yeah. Good Lord willing, back again in 21 hours between now and then. Please, if you will, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it is always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.